And it's that time again. Let's sit and chat with the wonderful beings of Nova Gaia Love Energy. Welcome. We are so grateful to have you here today with us. And once again, we have another fun topic to discuss. For on our personal earth walk and our journeys, we always talk about what is relevant to us. I had a fun little story happen to me while I was at Trader Joe's the other day. I went in to do my normal grocery shopping with my mask on and making sure that we are following all proper protocol, whatever it is appropriate in your time and space. And as I was there, I was just, well, I was happy. It just so happens that when I was shopping, that they were getting ready for a holiday that I really like, which is Valentine's Day. And as I started shopping for Valentine's Day, I realized I was shopping for my happiness. And it made me, well, start to giggle. So typically, I have a habit of going in and buying food for my partner and for my animals and my other people. What do they need? What would they like? But for some reason, this Valentine's Day heart hit my heart, and I thought, what do I want? And then the giggles overcame. Before you know it, I had a cart full of heart-shaped macaroons, a heart-shaped chocolate mousse cake, rosemary almonds, strawberry lemonade. Oh my goodness, did I find some junk food? But it was junk food that just made me giggle. And I started giggling under my mask as I went to the register. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I have a mask over my face, so you can't really tell that I'm laughing in the joy because you can't see my smile. Yet the woman who checked me out at the register looked at me and she started giggling. And she said to me, "My, you are just a ball of happiness. What are you so happy about?" And I said, "Well, I just found this chocolate mousse cake in a heart shape. And I thought, wouldn't that be fun?" And she said, "Oh, did you buy this for a special night? Did you buy this for somebody else?" I said, "No. Why, I bought that for myself." And she said, "You bought it for yourself?" And I said, "Yes." And then I found these macaroons and these rosemary almonds and that strawberry lemonade. And before you know it, she's giggling and she's laughing with me. And she looks at me and she says, "You don't know this, but I just so happen to be the general manager here of this store. And you filled me up with so much joy. Why, Trader Joe's is going to buy you this chocolate mousse cake." I said, "What? Get out. No. This $7 cake, Trader Joe's is going to buy it for you. Because, ma'am, you are so happy. And I'm so impressed that you're buying this for your happiness." "What? My happiness? It's true. My happiness is good enough for me, and it was good enough that she felt my love and gave me a yummy chocolate mousse cake. Not because I had donated something, not because I said something amazing, not because of anything, but because she felt my happiness, and my happiness was enough." So the topic today is, you're enough. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we can't even imagine what our happiness is, or that what we do is even enough, and that we compare ourselves to others. And we look at what others are doing and we think, "Oh, I could never do that. How could I go and do that?" And then we find ourselves in these pits within our stomachs and within our minds. And then we start digging ourselves deeper and we forget what we are. So I pose this question to the fairy and the angel. Are you enough?
I'm going to say absolutely. But getting there took only a couple decades. Oh my gosh, I think back and I remember when I started getting different self-help kinds of books, things to improve myself. And that's a good thing, improving yourself. Only after a while, what I discovered was if I kept getting things that were to improve myself, was there ever an end when I could say, good, mission accomplished, I'm improved? And no, because I kept searching for what needed filling, what needed more, what wasn't enough. I kept looking, that critical thinking we all do. We're trained for it. Scan. What doesn't fit? What doesn't mix with this picture? What's wrong? What stands out? What isn't aligned? One of these things is not like the other. And you know what? That's me, and I am perfectly okay with that. In fact, that's what needs to be celebrated. It wasn't that I had all these different problems and arenas and areas that needed to be changed or improved and fix my outlook and smile and be happier all the time. It was that the key to finding that joy that does make you smile and be happy, if not all the time, at least a lot more of the time than it used to, is to realize that you are enough. Once I realized that it was okay just to be me, I didn't have to have a fancy title. I didn't have to make a lot of money. I didn't have to be an excellent cook and house cleaner. I didn't have to do anything. Nothing. I could be a lump. And you know what? I was a very, and am, a very worthy lump. Because my life and your life, every life, is a miracle. We were chosen. We volunteered on the other side of the veil. We said, yeah, I'm going to go to Earth. I'm going to live a life. I'm going to be an expression of the Creator that is uniquely designed, uniquely created. And I'm going to be put there on Earth. And I'm going to forget all this stuff about the other side and who I really am and what I've done in other lives, other times, other spaces, throughout eternity. But I'm going to come out as this particular human being with these parameters, with these challenges. And I'm going to see how well I do with all that forgetting. So I'm going to start behind the eight ball pretty much. Surprise, here you are on Earth. Guess what? You're a divine being. But you won't figure that out until you recognize that you are enough.
Geeta, may I ask you?
Oh, man. I remember totally not being enough. So many ways. Oh, man.
You ever? No. I have to. Dear audience, you may not know the presence of this amazing, amazing woman. It really mind boggles me that she herself could ever have felt. So please tell us all. What was it like for you not feeling to be enough?
Well, I grew up around people who did a lot of tangible things like building, like, you know, they could just put things together. They could paint and, you know, make art. They could create something that you could touch and you could use and you could admire. And me, I felt like I couldn't do anything because I can't draw a straight line. I couldn't put a nail straight in any kind of fashion into building something. I just, you know, that wasn't my thing. And being around that, I most certainly felt lacking very much about myself. And then, you know, and then my world crashed. And I felt even worse. I felt completely like a failure. Nothing I ever did was making a difference because everything fell apart. But within that falling apart, there was this amazing, beautiful inner voice that came out, like, look for things that you are doing well. Look for where you are worth things. And I started to learn, and I started to, you know, we're coming to this earth, taking on a human body. We're still the spirit that we are. And within that spirit, there is a hardwired within the human body. The spirit is hardwired within the human body to react and to love what makes us complete within ourselves, what makes us whole, what makes us feel like we are enough within a human body. So the more you find your bliss, your enjoyment, your what makes you feel completely in alignment within yourself, all of a sudden things kind of come together and you find your purpose. You find the things that make you feel, and you learn to be how valuable you are. And a lot of it is obviously, you know, it took me years to understand that I had to receive all of that as well.
Oh, so important.
You know, it took about 200 plus people to tell me where my spirit, how big my spirit is before I even considered that to be true. Before wow. That is like me, small little, you know, from bumfuck somewhere. I mean, I have to say that because that's how I grew up, you know, being just like a little speck of something. And here I am, and people tell me all these things, and I was like, no, that's not me. Until I felt that spirit within me igniting and being able, opening that heart and being able to actually receive, because I could see, well, you know, what they're saying has some truth to it. And so with time, as I took that spirit into myself, I just like, it came automatically that, yeah. And, you know, having it taken it in, I feel that I'm enough. When I am myself in my truest expression, in my highest, truest me, you know, we're all, and we're all have run around with programming and with, you know, that comes from a trauma that we experience and that we inherit and all of that. But beneath all of that, there is this original blueprint of who we are within spirit that is within us and that is hardwired within our body if we allow it to come out. And with that, I just feel everybody is enough as they are.
Just as they are. As a child, I idolized my mother, as I think many do when you're young. And my wish, when people said, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would say, I want to be my mother. I want to be my mother. I want to be my mother. I think I actually said that all the way up through my college graduation, because I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And so what I wished for and what I put my desires into was to be my mother. It took me almost 40 years to understand that this wish that I had manifested for myself was really never what I wanted. If I really was to be my mother, I would have been born George Anne. I would have been born her, but I wasn't. Just as you said, Gita, I was born for the blueprint for Rachel. I recently did a beautiful meditation where I released and gave up this desire to be my mother. I did it with my inner child, and it was the two of us sitting there on our porch swing in my soul home, talking to each other and giggling about the gratefulness about who and what we are and how goofy we are. And in fact, she and I sat there. Yes, she is being me. And we talked about all the actual opposite things that I'm not like my mother. I'm actually 2 inches taller than her. I actually got to go to college. She wasn't given that opportunity. I've got to travel way more, so my knowledge of other places and beings are expanded. Isn't this awesome, being Rachel? And then I got really even more excited because my purpose is Rachel. Your purpose is you. Boom. That's it. Thank you all very much. And, you know, you could go and spend $10,000 and spend a night in the tombs of Egypt or on the top of the Himalayan mountains to find you. You are at the core. So I am blown away, Gita, that you ever had a situation in your life that you weren't totally happy with you. And you know what? That makes me feel so much better. I know that sounds silly. Because maybe I put you up on a pedestal. It's okay. It's okay. I don't do it in a bad guru way. I do it in a, like, self-respecting, like, honoring you way. But you just went up, like, I didn't think you could go up any higher, and then you already were in my heart and mind. But you just did. Listeners, we're more human than you are. Well, not that you aren't, but we are human beings. We make mistakes. We beat ourselves up. And we try different things. What an awesome thing to know that here I'm with what I would consider two of the most, well, spiritually aligned, perfect beings that I've ever been around. And yet they both just told me that there was a time in their life that they didn't feel that they were enough. Wow.
I want to tell a story that really made me change my life. When I first started going into getting the spirit within my, enlightening the spirit within myself, I took a crystal class. And part of this class that was that we had to do a mandala. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have a creative bone within my body. that was my reaction. I almost dropped the class because of that. And then I looked at some mandalas and I was like, oh, maybe I can do something, you know, with the computer, with Illustrator. So I, at that point, I was studying Photoshop. I was studying media things. And so I did it, and I did my first, and it came up, you know, very simple, very clear and clean. And I was like, okay, that wasn't bad. But here I am 10 years later, and it's one of my most beautiful things that I think what I do is when I sit at night or during the day and just start creating these mandalas, which, you know, I've been doing now for 10 plus years. And there's such peace in all of that, and there's so much growth. But, you know, I think there's so much more in all of us than we know. And all we have to do is just try it. You know, I don't have a creative bone in my body until I realized, well, I'm actually a pretty creative cook. Everyday things that we take for granted that we do well. But we can elevate all of that, looking at things that we just do well in everyday life, where we have authority, where we know what we're doing.
That was something that changed my life. I started spending the moments before I fell asleep, laying in bed, reviewing my day and asking myself, what did I do well today? And once I realized that most of what I kept considering legitimate for this kind of searching had to do with work, had to do with accomplishments, had to do with those more tactile things.
3D.
3D. What I did was I went back to my old Campfire Girl days. And in Campfire Girl, there's a concept of wohilo, and that comes from work, health, and love. So I would say, what are three things I did well today that had to do with work? And it might be just that I washed dishes. I did a good job of washing dishes. And then it would grow from there. What are three things I did well today for health? For yourself, for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. What did you do for your health? So much of the time you put that aside unless you're doing your New Year's resolution of deciding to lose a lot of weight. And unless it's exercise is a regular part of your lifestyle, your day, you tend to diminish what you do for your health. Oh, I got up and I walked around the house three times. I took a break between this and I drank some water. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big thing. I ran a half marathon today. No, just what did you do for your health? And sometimes it's I unfriended or stopped following this or that on social media. I cleaned something out. And also, what are three things I did well for love? And that can focus on loving yourself. It can focus on loving relationships. And that helped me realize that I am enough. And anytime I doubt it, I look to my pets, my animals. I've got a purring cat on my lap right this minute. And seriously, especially people who have dogs, the way your dog loves you, the way this purring cat Frosty on my lap loves me has nothing to do with anything I am, anything I've done. It doesn't have anything to do with how well I've done on a test, how much money is in a bank account. Absolutely nothing. It's just love because I'm me.
Is that the unconditional love that I hear so much about? Is that what you speak of?
Exactly. Exactly. It's that unconditional love that lets you know you're worthy. You are everything you need to be.
Listeners, look into your heart right now. I know that as we speak, the three of us are holding space for great love. Feel your sacred heart, which is located directly in front of your heart chakra, and open that heart space up into this unconditional love that we speak of. For this is the love of the self. This is the unlimited conditional love that the universe, that God, the divine temples, the divine goddess, however you would like to call it, as it pours through your heart and through your whole being. It is there for you always and forever. Just for this moment, feel with us the unlimited love, the unconditional love, and all of the possibilities that it brings for your happiness. I challenge you. Take the angel's words and find three things every day that you love. Three things that bring you happiness. Wow. Oh. Your words, Angel, had opened my heart so much. I needed to make sure that everyone went into that space to feel it.
That was perfect and perfectly beautiful. And I have one other thing I want to add right now. It's for every single listener out there to realize that you are a dream come true.
Oh, would you say that again?
Nice. You are a dream come true.
And one more time, just for luck.
You are a dream come true.
Isn't that awesome? That's the truth. We are just an outreach of God's love. Each and every single one of us. We talk about how we are the co-creators. So, doesn't that logically make sense that we are God's dream? We are our creator's dream? We are the collective dream of the universe. Wow. Wow, all of a sudden I feel more than just Rachel. I feel like we really are all just one love. Isn't that been one of the most beautiful things that you have experienced with knowing that you're enough, that there is now a new ease and grace? That when you know that you're enough, that the drama and the confusion and the chaos in your own mind does go away? Gita, have you ever been in the situation where you actually stopped and realized that I used to do it this way and it was took this many steps and now, well, it just happens?
With time, that happens actually a lot.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing to, as you change and as you let that spirit seep into your body, to unite your divinity within your humanity, you recognize not every day how much you're gonna change, but sometimes you gotta just step back, take a step back and look back, like, let's say 3 months, 6 months, 5 years, 10 years. I just had this, I just wrote a friend of mine who about 10 years ago opened up a lot of energetic beauty for me, that at that point I just couldn't receive at all, because I couldn't see that within myself in any way. So I wrote her a couple of weeks ago, and I was just telling her how, looking back, how much I have changed. And she was telling me, look at yourself, how you want to be in, let's say, 5 years, 10 years. And here I am 10 years later. And I have exceeded every, when I look back at that moment when she told me this, all my dreams and all my highest expectations, I could have not even dreamt of where I am today. They got so exceeded in such a big, huge way. It is profound when you take that in, that you can and you are enough. It's, if you just take in, open up yourself to that possibility. And what Kay was saying with those, just talk to yourself every single day, like you're your best friend. Talk to yourself and tell yourself you love yourself every single day, and those beautiful things. Okay, that is beautiful. You know, every single day, be kind, love yourself, and see yourself grow in ways that you can dream of.
Now, dear listener, I know you're thinking within yourself, I'm going to help you out here and give you your own example of how you have transitioned, and you actually are stepping into your own love. There was this period that everyone was freaking out, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. They thought it was the end of the world. I challenge all of you now to think about where you were in 2012, and now think about where you are now. Granted, years have passed, but something more than time has passed. The world has changed, and so have you. Think about that period of time, that transition, as we are still in a new womb. But it is a different womb space that we are birthing for our collective future of love. So we here at Nova Gaia Love, well, we don't just adore you. We unconditionally love you with our whole being. We know that you are the perfect dream. We know that you are the perfect co-creator of your world, because it is connected deeply into our world. For we all breathe that same breath. Thank you so much, Angel and Fairy, for once again reminding me that it is just love. Open up your hearts, receive the love, not just from others, but from the universe, from the birds and the trees, your animals. Even that glass of water is inviting you to be a part of it. because it wants to heal you. Step into you because, well, frankly, I don't know if anybody's told you this, you're awesome. You are that perfect dream. And I am so grateful that you got to hear us today. If you have some free time later, I suggest you go to novagaya.com and, novagayalove.com and check out Gita's mandalas, because they will bring you joy as much as they bring me just by looking at them. And ask yourself, what makes me happy? What did you do for love? Find your small things and watch it grow. We already know how awesome you are. Don't you know? This is the Dragon Heart, the fairy and the angel here. Check us out on our next podcast. Find a class, a workshop, read our blogs. Let us know how we may help you be the most perfect, unconditional love that you are. Have a wonderful, wonderful now.